Welcome.
How bizarre.
Welcome to Xavier Renegade Angel, the talking version of that show, like how Walking Dead has Talking Dead. Welcome. Today we're going to be talking about Xavier Renegade Angel exclusively. And that's it. That's the entire show. I hope you'll join us on this ride. How do you feel about Xavier Renegade Angel?
It is a show that I'm glad and watched in my formative years. Because
okay, thanks
that
for watching.
Kind of shit is crazy.
Thanks for watching Xavier Renegade Angel, the show where we talk about Xavier Renegade Angel. Now we're going to move on to the Snark Tank Extra Ammo. So Derek is not here with us. He's in the hospital because he got viciously molested by, I think what he said was, quote, a denizen, which I thought was a strange word for him to use. But so he's in the hospital right now. He's getting EKG'd and cut the fuck up. And they want to like get all of his blood out of him to make sure it's not tainted. So we're going to be doing this extra ammo solo. Well, not solo. It's just me and Sweeney. We have a bunch of ideas for extra ammos, but a lot of them require all of us. We're going to like, we want to rewrite the Bible. We want to rewrite the Constitution, which is, so we're going to wait for Derek for those, but we were shooting the shit a little bit earlier and, we were talking about the topic of Megan Fox came up specifically because Machine Gun Kelly got this fucking stupid blackout tattoo all over the top of his body. I don't understand people. I don't understand why they do these things. But the topic of Megan Fox came up, obviously, because Machine Gun Kelly is dating Megan Fox. And I said that Machine Gun Kelly reaffirms to me that Megan Fox is not an attractive person. And we kind of had this idea. Feel free to jump in whenever you fucking want, by the way. We're going to go over the celebrities that are conventionally agreed upon to be like the most attractive people that we just don't understand. And I've gone over this with Megan Fox a million times on the show, or not a million times, but a couple times for sure. That's my go-to, where like even in high school, I didn't understand. I simply didn't. And it wasn't that she was like ugly. It was just that she looked like everybody that I've ever seen. Like she just looked like every single person.
She's a hot girl for an era. There's eras of hot girls, you know.
What does that mean?
Like, once upon a time, the hot girl was like Jennifer Aniston. You know, that was the hot girl of that time.
Right.
I think Jennifer Aniston looks so regular. I think she started looking hotter when she got, like, to, like, MILF era Jennifer Aniston. I was like, God, I'd tap that, you know. But, like, her and Friends, I was like, this is just a white woman. There's nothing special about you. It's like a lady, you know. But, like,
yeah.
Everybody thought she was so hot. Like, literally, like reading through my sister's, like, fucking magazines. Everybody's like, oh, like, she's the most beautiful. Like, same thing with, like, fucking, who else? Britney Spears. I was like, where?
Yeah, Britney Spears looks good. She looks
such
fine.
A regular girl.
But, like,
a girl.
I don't turn my head at these people. And so I looked up a list of, like, the most attractive celebrities, or like I googled 50. Well, I didn't google this. This came up 50 hottest female celebrities in the world today. I don't like that it's just females. I kind of want to find just a generalized list of like the most agreed upon attractive celebrities. Most attractive celebrities. Unisex. Come on.
Look through it.
Well, I mean, it's just a Google search right now. It's all women.
Let's just all we're both heterosexual men. We're not going to be talking about the most attractive, because the most attractive men will be really simple.
I guess.
It'd be like Idris Elba, fucking the Hemsworths, Gosling.
I don't agree. I don't think the Hemsworths are attractive at all.
I think they're fairly attractive. Like they're like conventionally looking guys, but like I don't know. It's like they're just guys,
Google,
you know.
Why is Google not working now? What the fuck is going on?
What Kissinger be on there too, I guess. Young Kissinger be on there.
Young Henry Kissinger, is that what you said?
Young Henry Kissinger. The number one most attractive man ever was young Henry Kissinger.
Yo, how fucked up would that be? Young Henry Kissinger. Let me look him up. Let's see what...
he looks like awards. Young Kissinger. If he was a fucking killer.
He's not winning any of those awards, let me tell you.
I don't know, man.
That is like... He's like the most attractive, rough-looking person I've ever seen.
He looks
like you could maybe skirt by. You could maybe if you had like a banging personality, Henry, which we know he does not, because he's a fucking
Henry Kissinger
genocidal
looks
fucking
like
freak.
Henry Kissinger
looks like how I imagine young Orville Redenbacher looks.
That's exactly
like he has like this.
Bro, I was going. He looks like. Look, follow me, okay? Try to understand this. He looks like the colonel from KFC if he wasn't from the South, you know?
Yeah, like a Yankee. Like a Yankee.
Like if he was from like. Fucking Connecticut or something, you know?
Yeah, this is like
Vermont,
Kissinger. Maybe. This is maybe like Vermont.
Kissinger, man.
Vermont, what's his name? Colonel Sanders, yeah. He's like clean shaven, he's got the glasses, but man, it is wild that people just used to get away with looking like this.
Get away? Dude, we were talking about people in the British before. They looked horrid.
That's true. I feel so bad for them.
Fucking scary, dude. Some of them still look scary, and it's like, how the fuck?
I feel bad for them because that's like they didn't do anything. You know what I mean? Like they specifically didn't do anything to deserve that. They were just born into that inbred world, and it's just like, man, now you're just cursed.
Dude,
it's a good thing. It's a good thing so many of them are funny. It's a good thing that's true for them. But like,
you know,
man.
What's crazy? When I was there, I noticed that literally the people that were attractive were all half black. Like the British girls there, they were all half black and beautiful. That's because they had
something
was added there. Like something that was so not inbred was added. And it was like, thank God. Like, you know, when you're like really, really drunk. And you get that one little bit of water, and it's like an elixir. It's like better than water should ever be. That is them for right. Any sort of other genetic code. It's like, thank Christ. Oof, you're definitely not related to me.
I don't have a concept of how many specifically British black women there are, or just walking around London.
There's a lot.
Is it black people or is it just mixed people from different places in general, and you just assume they're black because you kind of project that onto everything?
They're literally like half black women. There's a lot of half
literally
black people there.
Like, what if you found out they were like Moroccan? You know what I mean?
I mean, Moroccans don't look like black people exactly.
Not all of them.
Not exactly.
I could have sworn was half black, and they were like, I'm just Moroccan. I'm like, that's fucking weird. And I feel like you're lying. I was like pretty confident that she was like either not telling the truth or just she was misinformed about her own existence. Because like
you're not
Moroccan.
She probably was.
You're not just Moroccan.
You might be Moroccan, you're also a black person. You know.
You're clearly like I felt myself clutching, I felt myself like checking my pockets when I was near you.
That's insane.
So like,
there
has to be something about
the idea that black people make you check your pockets instantly. That's how you know somebody's black. You're not even afraid of them. It's not just a reflex. You check your pockets like, oh, that's a black person. Why?
Yeah, that's
I
how you
check
know. That's
my
like
pockets. I'm not racist though. Like actually.
Yeah, it's like my gaydar, but for black people.
I don't even care if you stole from me. I don't even care if you stole from me, actually. It's not a problem to me at all. It's just I do it.
You know what's wild? I have never been mugged or robbed or had like been pickpocketed or anything.
Ever?
I actually fully don't understand how that happens to someone. Like, I don't know how you find yourself.
And I got robbed at I got robbed because the person robbed the place and I was there once.
See, that's a skill issue. You see, I I've developed a really, really acute skill of avoiding robberies. I've noticed.
I don't have
it's
that.
It's like my biggest.
I have it now because I can read a room better. But when I was, growing up in New York City, growing up in New York City, people always get loud, you know? People always, there's always some motherfucker getting loud in a place, you know?
Right, but loudness is always, but loudness from strangers is always evolutionarily a symbol of bad things.
It is always.
So, like, to me,
you're right, you're correct.
So, to me, it's just like intrinsically, I'm like, oh, things are getting loud, I'm leaving.
You're like, right. You're right. Now I'm like that because now I have someone to defend, you know? Like, Lily and me go out, and Lily doesn't have that, or she doesn't have the gene. Like, when someone's getting loud, she's like, oh, what's happening? Instead of, like, leave.
Yeah, but no one's
going
to.
Or she's like, what's going on here? What's going on? What's happening? And I'm like, honey, be quiet. Quiet.
She'll be fine. Nobody's going to rob Lily. She doesn't have anything. She doesn't have anything.
You assume. You know,
what is she? What is she carrying at any given moment?
I don't know. Money, maybe.
They're not looking for money now.
What are they looking for?
Money's.
What are they looking for?
They're looking for good credit. And a deed to a house, maybe.
Dude, the idea... Dude, I have decent credit now. The fact that somebody robbed me for my... If someone robbed me for my credit, I would break the fuck down. Because I'm like, I worked so hard to fix this. Please don't take this from me. Take all the money I have, please. I'll go to the ATM and I'll take all my money out. Please don't take my credit. I worked so hard on it.
Yeah. I make my credit... I tank my credit specifically so I can, like, work to build it up again. It's almost like prestiging.
Why? That's
in,
so
Call
terrible.
Of Duty, you know what I mean?
That's so.
What do you mean?
Terrible.
It's like a little. It's
Why
like
would
a.
You do
it's
that?
Like you gotta have. You got because you gotta have. Once you have good credit, there's no goals anymore. That's it. That's like the ultimate goal. Like, you don't need to start a family when you have good credit because you're set. You don't need to worry about that. You don't need. You don't need anything when you got good credit. So, like, to me,
yes,
it's just like,
do.
Well, I'm already
you
here. I can't.
Stuff,
like,
dude.
I've got. No, I don't need anything when you got good credit. Come on. What are you talking about?
What do you not? Why? Why do you not need anything? Why do you not?
Because you can just borrow anything. Because you can just be like, oh, I got good credit. I'll just borrow whatever I fucking need. That's how credit works, unfortunately.
Chris, you still need good credit. It's credit, unfortunately, is the one thing in this country that we actually need, which is really unfortunate. Like, you don't need money if you have good credit, actually, which is fucking crazy. It's actually really
stupid. I have a couple. I know a guy who, like, he showed me. He looked. He checked his credit card. And he was like, "Dang!" And it was like 320 or something. And I was like, "Yo,
huh?"
That's
crazy. Chris, can I tell you the truth? For a period of time, what? I was nearing that low.
I mean, yeah, I think everybody is at some point, right? That's how you have to start it up, right?
When you start your credit, it starts around like 600.
Oh, right.
A little
bit
less than that when you start it.
It's like 540 or something. I remember.
Around it depends on who's your family as well, because your family's credit affected, which is also stupid as well. Really dumb system. But usually people start around their credit's around between 540 to 600 is like the range it usually starts at. I was down to maybe 4-something for a little while. I bet it was bad for a bit.
That's pretty bad.
Now I'm nearing the 700s, you know, and I'm up in that area, which is good.
Yeah,
finally.
Me too. Yeah,
but like I was, I've seen people have credit scores that are so bad. It's like, bro, just give up. You can't recover, dude. You gotta go live somewhere else for a little while, dude. You're fucked.
That's a rough situation, man. Like, I'm sure we had somebody living with us for a while that I'm sure his credit score was like 6.
Yeah.
Just based on the situation, I was like, man, it's a rough. What if you got exposed to gamma radiation and that was your power? Is that you could accurately guess people's credit scores? That was like your X-Men mutant power. It's like you could just like 606.
Your credit score is
420.
17. Dude, what happened?
720. Nice. I trust that guy. Good. It actually kind of would. I don't know. Like, would that be a good way to, like, determine who you can trust, or would it be the opposite?
I don't know.
Would you see, like, somebody with good credit? Would you see somebody with good credit and be like, that's a good manipulator?
What do you mean? Do you think credit card management is manipulation? Is this management?
I think credit cards inherently are manipulation. So, like, I think in order to be in a good headspace to even manage it, I think requires you to kind of inhabit the kind of headspace that would throw you to the wolves.
Because for me, it's just the idea of management, you know? It's like money management, you know? Like when you're when you're younger, obviously you can't have a good credit score because you can't manage money well as a young person. You just can't. Right. It's not even your fault. you just don't have the power to do it yet. You know, like you don't understand the worth of a dollar.
You haven't unlocked that ability yet. Yeah,
exactly. Like I could ask all my. I have maybe genuinely like 3 friends I've met in my life that were good with money before they turned like 24, like actually good with money. Maybe because it's just you can't really be good at money because you don't know about it yet. You don't know the difficulties of not having it really yet. So I don't know. I feel like some people are like, if you're good at money as a child, I'm like, oh, you're kind of weird. Like, what do you do? You actually save your money for like rainy days? You're worried about having money on rainy days? You're fucking weird. Somebody eat him.
Did you fucking see the trailer, by the way, for Borderlands?
I've not seen it yet.
The movie trailer?
I can say, honestly, I've not Blanchett, seen it yet.
With Kate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis and Kevin Hart and Ariana Greenblatt, who I've never heard of, Jack Black.
Are you sure it's not Ariana Grande? It's Ariana Greenblatt?
Yeah, I promise you. First of all, Ariana Grande would not be a part of this. So yes, I'm certain it's not Ariana Grande. And I don't know who Ariana Greenblatt is. I'm reading the poster right now. I'm reading it. It's like Ariana Greenblatt as Tiny Tina. She's 20 years old playing a 13-year-old. We're back in the 2000s, I guess. I don't understand what's. I saw this trailer and I was confused by it because it looks exactly like a Borderlands movie should look, I guess, but it also looks like
the casting's wrong.
It looks like good job, you nailed it, but this shouldn't exist. The casting is also fucked up. Like, I don't, Kate Blanchett's a terrible Lilith. Fucking Kevin Hart's a terrible fucking Roland. I don't know why it's insane that they got these people to do these things. And I like these people individually. Roland, Kevin Hart, Roland, I don't really
like,
care about.
Be, like, literally tall? Isn't Roland supposed to be tall?
Well, I don't know if he's supposed to be tall. No, he's a little bit shorter and stouter, but, like, he's not fucking Kevin Hart. That's for fucking sure. It makes no goddamn sense.
You gotta love it, dude.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, Jack Black is Claptrap is pretty good, but I don't. But that's just Jack Black, though. Like he plays any of these characters and it's good, because it's Jack Black. What are you gonna be? You're gonna be mad that Jack Black is involved with something? When have you
Jack
ever
Black's
been?
Lilith, and you're like, you're still doing pretty good though. You're pretty good.
I would watch. I would unironically be like, okay, they're having a lot of fun with this. Because that just sounds like something that we would make. You know what I mean? In our fucking extra ammos. It sounds like, yeah, it was Jack Black as Lilith. Wouldn't that be funny? To see that in real fucking life, I would be totally down. But I'm also in the, like, I want to see Donald Trump as Marcus Fenix. I want to see Danny Trejo as Dom. I want to see
Donald Trump
who
and Marcus
is it?
Fenix is so stupid.
Joe Pesci as every fucking... He was every locust. You know what's crazy? We went through that entire. By the way, somebody mentioned this. I don't remember if it was on Twitter in like a reply to me or if it was in the comments of the extra ammo. But like, we went through that entire Gears trilogy not mentioning the Brumach once.
Who's the Brumach?
We didn't mention the Brumach at all. The Brumach is that giant fucking, the giant lumbering like dinosaur. With like fucking guns on its back, it's like a
like Gatling on its back, whatever. Like
yeah, it's like the demented Blastoise thing. We didn't mention
that
at all.
Who would be that? That has to be Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton was the Locust Queen. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like that's a separate. We missed it. We don't need the Brumachs in the movie.
Danny Trejo.
we'll just show a picture of one real quick for like 3 frames. Just so we could say that we got the Brumach.
It's here.
Look, we did it. It's just a 340p screenshot. It's like a screenshot from the original 360.
It's here. Look,
like it's yeah. Look, we did it. Oh man,
the fact that 360,
what the fuck
are we doing? Dude, I think about a 360 all the time, and I'm like, God damn, man, that console came out almost 20 years ago. Fuck.
What are you talking about?
The 360. It's very close to 20 years old, man. It's almost there.
Oh, ew.
It was very close.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, 2005, right?
Very close, man.
Oh man, that's crazy, like, dude. Because right. I remember my cousin coming home with that thing and like being mesmerized by it. Like I was like, that was the first time that I genuinely remember being fucking mesmerized by technology, like sincerely, like an ape staring at fire. That was the moment. It should have been. It probably should have been smartphones, realistically, but it kind of it wasn't. For me. I don't know why it wasn't. Like I just kind of expected something. Like I don't know. It seemed because I had the flip phone, but I was aware of like Sidekicks and like, you know, what was it? The fucking Palm Pilots and Blackberries. So I was aware that phones could do like more. And then the iPod Touch came out, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But like the 360 to me was like, I don't understand. It's a wireless controller out of the box. I don't understand. You could plug your iPod into it and play music over your game. I don't understand. You can connect to people online through the console. I don't understand. There's a friends list on the console. I don't understand. What?
I guess it's, what you said. What? That's why I didn't hear you. That's why you got chopped up from earlier. What'd you say?
Oh, just all that shit. Just the entire like. The wireless controller, the fucking the music, the fact that you could play music through it, the fact that like you could connect to online through it, the fact that there was a friends list on it, the fact that you could download games on it. I just remember being like, "What? This is a lot to process at once."
It was so much because like nothing else really did that we encountered. You know,
that was the biggest jump.
I didn't have access to like a computer. Like, I didn't have a real PC at that time yet either.
No, me neither. I could never. I could never download. Before the 360, there was no chance in hell that I was downloading a video game. Ever. Yeah,
I wasn't
like,
there.
It was just not happening.
I wasn't that kind of gamer. So I was like, it was so much happening and me just viewing, like, just looking at it being like, what is all this? This is the future.
That was, I think, for video game consoles, what iPhone was. For phones, you know what I mean? Where it's just like, because every single iPhone since then has been, I mean, quite frankly, like, it is just the same thing again. Like, we don't really have, like, a crazy leap like that anymore. And I feel like the same thing is true. It's like, the PS5 and, like, the, you know, the PS5 is just like it's just a really strong 360 with, like, lower load times. It does all the same shit. I still watch my Netflix on it. I still fucking play my music on it. I still have, like, a friends list on it. It's all
for
the same
me,
shit.
It was smart TVs also were like a fucking moment in time for me, for sure.
That was
smart
that
TVs
was
were like
strange.
What the fuck for me.
Yeah. The thing to me was that like, and I wonder if people feel similarly to me in this regard, where like I really don't like smart TVs at all. Because I find that like the UI for them and just the like, first of all, they're so fucking slow. They're so tedious. Like, whenever I hook up a console to a TV and use, like, apps on the console, that's, like, it's always infinitely better than using, like,
it's always smoother, TV
functionality. It's so much smoother. It's so much faster. It runs flawlessly. It doesn't have this, like, stutter to it. I think it's because there's just not enough space in the TV, literally, because they're so fucking thin to make computing power that can handle multiple apps being installed because they just fucking can't do it. I don't know why, but I hate using smart TVs. The smart TV that we had when we lived together in Glendale, that was a cool TV, but even that, like, that started to slow way the fuck down. Like, it was like it got really slow. Just wasn't worth it.
They slow down. They're definitely slower than you'd assume they would be. 100%. But I think they were cool. Also, smartphones and two were a wild moment. I remember when those fucking came out. Like, the first time I saw an iPhone, I was like, holy shit, this is insane.
Let me ask you this.
I was like, it does everything.
Let me ask you this. If you could buy a TV, right? Let's say you were choosing a TV to buy. One was a smart TV, one wasn't. Mm-hmm. One had it's all the same stats, like the souped up, like, you know, 144 hertz and like 4K, 8K, whatever, like OLED, HDR. One of them was a smart TV. One of them wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
The one that isn't the smart TV costs less but not even necessarily significantly less, maybe like $200 less. Are you buying the smart TV still?
Yeah, probably.
I don't think I would. I think I would just buy like
our TV. I just buy
the normal TV,
and it's fucking.
Well, you can't not buy a smart TV now. Like every TV is a smart TV, I think.
That's true. But
like that's just how TVs are now. They just have like here's Netflix on it.
A dumb
TV
still around?
No, I don't think
you can't get dumb TVs no more. That's it.
Do they still make not non smart TVs? I don't know what the word would be. Like it's not a
dumb
TV.
Can I get a
dumb
TV?
Can you still buy a non-smart TV? Bigger brands still produce non-smart TVs in 2023, but you may have to pay more for them. Well, that doesn't make sense. Wait, why? What? Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Shopping for new TVs, blah, 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 blah. You might have to pay more for them? They're more expensive? What? This is kind of breaking my brain a little bit.
That's dumb.
Best non-smart TV for the money. Oh man, I'm going down a rabbit hole now.
You're done. You're tooked.
I'm tooked.
Like
I have an LG. I have an LG TV in my living room, and I've mentioned this before, I think, but. Have you ever used an LG TV, Kingston? Like an LG?
Not recently.
Have you used an Do you have an LG monitor?
No, my monitors are Acers.
LG has this thing where instead of like buttons, they have one button underneath, like underneath the center of the screen, basically for all their monitors and all their TVs, and it's like a, I mean, frankly speaking, it's a clit. Like it is just like a, it's a little nub, and you have to reach like down like this. It's really upsetting.
I know what you're talking about. That was your monitor. Was like that, right?
My monitor was like that, and my current TV is like that. I just like LG TVs, but like I hate turning it on without the remote because it feels inappropriate. I feel like I'm doing something wrong to it.
You're sexualizing.
Because I haven't asked. You know what I mean? I just came up to it and just groped it.
The poor thing.
You know what I mean? It's upsetting.
You ask for your grope, bro? You don't just walk up to women and put your hand in their pants?
I try to avoid that, yeah. I think, as far as I'm aware, that's probably like, that's one of the things that you're not supposed to do.
What is happening to our country, dude?
you can't just disrespect the autonomy of another human being without.
What is happening? We've gone so soy boy in the last fucking few decades, man. The drop in sexual assault is really bothering.
Yo, I wouldn't even be surprised to hear somebody say that on TV, honestly. I'd be like, when, like, I would. Okay, so here's how it would be phrased. I think it's like. Men are so feminized, or men are so docile now, that even sexual assault statistics are going down. You know what I mean? Like that's how they would phrase it. Where like it would
that
be like
so insane. Hearing that leave someone's lips would be the wildest. What?
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised.
I stand by the fact that I think the place of a young man is very different from what it was a long time ago, right? But like,
what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, what a young man should be, what a man should be now is different from what it used to be.
Is it?
I think very much so.
What's different about it?
I think that we don't have a defined place, because I mean, it used to be like men work and bring back food for women and family.
Right.
But it's like women doing that shit too. Women, in fact, do better in the workforce than we do. They just go to work harder. Because
they're not killing themselves.
Come on, dude. That's also something that's stacked on top of, you know? Like, it's more, you know, that's like a layered thing as well. You know, like all of it is much, all of it is much more nuanced than we all have been able to talk about it, because the people that talk about it are idiots. So they're just trying to prove their point instead of like being like, yeah, it's true, men kill themselves more because of the strains you put on each other as men, because of all these wild things that also trickle down to how women are treated or perceive themselves too. It's more nuanced.
I disagree that the notion is like that men are doing that to each other, though. Like, I really don't think that's true.
What, like stressing ourselves out?
I think it's probably true. I think it could be true for like some percentage of people. I've never felt pressure from other men ever in my life. Like, ever.
No,
like,
but no,
all the pressure that I've ever felt in my life is exclusively from women, actually. Now that really? I really think about it, I've never had, like, my dad was super, like, considerate. My friend, I've been able to open up to my friends and, like, talk to my guy friends about anything. I would so rarely, I've never not regretted talking to a female friend about something. That was deeply important to me.
Granted, I'll be real.
You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
As someone who is a close friend of yours,
right?
And we have similar female friends in our group,
right?
when we open up to them about things, often we are looked at like we have three heads, you know?
Right.
And it's like. And I think that is also another point that feeds into the bullshit that is a societal construction that is deeper than it's women. Women just suck. You can't tell women things. No, it's deeper than that.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Although I feel
it's like 100%. I tell my girlfriend about my emotions sometimes, and she's like, "Dang, I've never really met a man as emotional as you." And I'm like, "I feel like most men are less emotional than me.
That's wild that she would say that, though, because she's assuming that men don't have emotions. And it's like, no, because they don't show you, because they know you're a demon. You're of the demon class. They're not going to show you. Of course they're not going to, like, oh, you're the most emotional man I've ever met. It's like, no. The most men you meet don't show you that, because why would they?
Because they get
why would they do that?
Which is granted another thing that's fucking stupid too, but I don't think it's true always. Like the men on Twitter being like, "Oh, women are out of pocket," and then it's just like a guy talking about him crying about him missing his mom or something like that. And then like these women, and you know what sucks it to me really often, it's often black women, which I know it's like not always true, but like they're just in the comments tearing this poor man to pieces. It's like this man's crying about missing his mom who passed away, and you're. Yeah. Kicking him while he's down. His poor soul.
Dude, it is.
And I know that's not interactions with people sad. Often, you know, but it's just, it's still fucking funny to see someone being lit up like that for just caring sometimes.
Yeah, it's fucked up. You're not allowed to. There's all those, like, there's just that meme that's going around. I don't know if it's a meme or like a trend where it's like, it'll be like some clip of some girl on a podcast, and of course, like, it's just women on a podcast. It's like, it's not really indicative of anything. These are the worst people around, anyway. So like, gleaning anything greater out of them is a waste of time. But it would be like, he ordered spaghetti, and that was an ick or something, and then then the app will slide over, and it'll be like a list of all the things. Like 300 things you're not allowed to do as a guy, and it's like have a mom, or like,
dude, I saw like that one. I saw the one where he added have a mom. It was like, if a man has a mom or a sister, I don't trust him. And it's like,
yeah,
you want me to be an orphan?
It's stupid. It's very, and like, to be like, obviously most people aren't like that. I would argue that less than like 5% of the population is actually like that, and a lot of the stuff that we see on TikTok is just fucking. You know, it's attention baiting bullshit. Just, like, of course, you're going to watch. You're going to engage with a video of some woman being like, you know, if he has a mom, then I don't want him. Like, that's because that's outrageous. And of course, you're going to comment like, "What a bitch! What a psycho! That's fucking insane!" And they're gonna get like a dopamine rush out of it because, like, ooh, look at how many people are talking about me. And so it's like a lot of it's complete bullshit. Anyway. But the idea that even one person could be like that is really disheartening. that is very true. Where I'm just like, even though that person might not be that person, that person might be playing it up for a joke, there is at least one person out there who actually unironically feels that way. And like that sinks my heart a little bit. Cause it's like, God damn, we're stupid.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad and depressing to think that someone out there is like, hey man, I really love my mom, and a girl was like, you're up to something. It's like, what?
You're what? Up to something. God damn.
What? Yeah. I'm up to, I just like my mom. My mom was really nice to me growing up. She's like, I can't trust you.
It's all nonsense. But like, but truthfully, like, just like giving people something to complain about works for engagement. Like, I've noticed it. Like, I posted a meme earlier today, which was like, it was just because Helldivers is exploding, and I was streaming Helldivers for like 5 hours yesterday with our friends, Jalen and Whisk. And we were having a good time, but I put out a meme. I just wrote that, you know, that guy who's like, shout out to whatever, got to be one of my favorite genders.
Yeah.
I did that for like, I said, shout out to faceless helmet fellers. Got to be one of my favorite genders. And it's got like the rookie from ODST and like the Helldiver and like Doom guy and the guy from Lethal Company, all these like faceless helmet mm-hmm. people. But I added in Isaac Clarke from Dead Space, who has a face. It's not really in the game, but he like counts enough, but it's like, he has a face. Yeah, and I'm aware face. Of that. Yeah. And yeah, a lot of comments, a lot of like messages. Isaac has a face. And like, yeah, it works. Those are people who wouldn't have engaged had I not goaded them engage with the fact that like, yeah, Isaac has a face. It's kind of nuts. It's a little sad that it's reliable.
People like being upset, man. It's weird. People like being upset.
It's people not that people like being upset. People like, you know what it is? What I think it is, actually, I don't think it's that people like being upset. I think it's people like feeling smart.
Yes.
I think
yes,
it's 100%. I think that's what it is. It's like, because that's why, you know, you see that, you ever see those videos of like, and I'm sure we've talked about this in person, or not in person, but like personally before. You know those videos of like people like walking around it's like those TikTok videos of people like walking out in like Times Square or something, and they're interviewing like, how many states are there? And like, they'll interview some fucking girl and she'll say like, 14. And then they'll interview some other guy and he'll be like, I don't know, 49. And like, well, some other guy, it's like fucking 13, right? Like the colonies. And it's just all these fucking stupid answers. And all of the comments are people like, wow, our generation's fucked. I know there's 50 states. I think it.
Yeah, but like at the same time, like how? Yeah, but at the same time, like how could you be that wrong? You know, like how could you be wrong? That's a basic knowledge. It blows my mind. Like that's basic knowledge.
And I don't believe. But this thing, it's like in 2001, I would believe that video. In 2024, I do not believe that video.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't,
because there is there's a lot to be gained, not literally, but like in people's minds, to just standing out in content. Like, it's just, I don't think that girl knows there's 50 states. Like, I don't believe for a fucking second that you don't know that there's 50 states. It is the easiest thing to remember. But like, if you're being interviewed on like a TikTok, 42, like, why not?
I don't know, man.
Why not? And also, like, you have to assume that they cut out anybody who answers the question right.
Oh, yeah. Very likely like 90% of people. They got rid of them. They got rid of them. They were like, chop. You're not going to be sore content. Chop. You're chopped out. Get out of here.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of it is just like, I'm sad. The world is scary. I need to feel like I have some power. And so you see videos of stupid people saying stupid shit about stupid things that really should be obvious knowledge, and you get to feel a little bit better because you're like, man, 100%. At least, yeah, the world, yeah, there's plastic in the rain and my money doesn't mean anything, and, you know, the banks don't actually have as much money as they say they do, and publicly traded companies are like a complete farce and it's ruining everything, but at least I know there's 50 states. Meanwhile, you're just as smart as like pretty much everybody else around you. Like, cause do you think any of our friends, realistically, do you really think anybody that we know, anyone, doesn't know there's 50 states?
No, actually.
Maybe my Uncle Lucho. doesn't know there's 50 states. And that's because no one ever told him. You know, like, I feel like Uncle Lucho, my Uncle Lucho probably just doesn't care.
He doesn't care how many states there is. He doesn't care about that, does it?
Yeah, he's definitely only been in Miami and New York. So, like, there's
no... And he thinks they're right next to each other. No,
that's,
I think
that's one of my favorite things too about
Smokey,
British people.
I would think maybe Smokey because she's not from America, but she is technically from America, so she would know.
Let's see. Let's see right now. Actually, hold on.
I'm gonna call her right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna give her a call.
Okay, she's gonna freak the shit when she finds out what we're doing.
No, it'll be fine. No, yeah. let's go.
Call her.
All right. It's. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
This bitch better pick up. I know for a fact you're not doing anything.
Your call has been forwarded to
bitch. Ah, she could have been. Well, she clearly doesn't know. She can't even figure out how to answer her fucking phone. But that's a bad.
Could you imagine?
That's a bad example.
She's just like trying to.
She's stumbling over it. She's like, "What is this technology? I don't understand. I'm from the jungle. I don't fucking understand.
Oh god,
that is
dude.
A fucking."
Everything I have back home, I killed. Ugh.
it's not a stick and or a coconut, so I don't fucking understand. Like, what is this supposed to do? This is a black square?
Dude, when she was back home, she showed me where she was from. Like, she turned. First of all, Smokey, I love you. You're my best friend. Okay, before I make fun of you really badly. Okay, I'm just letting you know right now. Give us a preface. She is my closest friend. That's a woman. It's literally like my closest women are her and my girlfriend. I love them both. I love her. She showed me where she was from, and it looked like it looked like there were. She was one of the first people to settle there. You know,
it looked like
a new frontier.
Smokey comes from a place where if you took a picture of any part of it, you wouldn't be surprised to see Nathan Drake in the distance shooting locals. Like, that's... Like, she is from a place that is discarded and where people go to discover things. That's... Like, I don't understand... I don't fundamentally understand.
There's
it makes
no
sense that she would like Tomb Raider.
Yeah, because that was her grandma.
It was just like the first level of Tomb Raider where you're fucking running through a cave being chased by dogs. It's like, this is just like second grade being chased by fucking hyenas or whatever the fuck lives over there. I don't even know. I don't know what the fuck lives over in Costa Rica. Like jaguars and apes and lemurs and...
She showed
is that
me
true,
a video
jaguars?
There's fusas.
What's a fusa?
Those are big cats.
Is that a big cat with a dick? Is that what it is? Fusa.
I mean, most big cats have dicks that are male. I don't know, man.
Fusa. I've never seen a cat dick in my life, and I'm going to keep it that way. Fusa.
I mean, I haven't either, but I know they have them. They're males and females.
Ew, what the fuck?
Yeah, fusas. They got fusa
ew,
over
they're like
there.
That's like a giant ferret.
They're cats, though.
Yo, are they cats?
Fusas are cats.
Are fusas cats? Because, like, I could, while they resemble cats, fusas are actually belong to the family
cat-like mammals.
A group of carnivores only found
in
Madagascar.
No, they're not Madagascar. I'm wrong. They're Madagascar.
The fusa's tail makes up about half of its overall length. Yeah, wow, that's, so by the way, fusa is not how you think it's spelled. It's F-O-S-S-A on Google. That is a fucking crazy...
They're not. These are Madagascar from chicken. Fusas are long-tailed animals.
Madagascar.
Okay, so no. I thought they were fusas because I watched There are jaguars though. Like she showed me a video of some guy getting a jaguar. A jaguar was in his roof, and they went to the roof to get it out, and it pulled him in.
It doesn't.
And it was like,
yeah,
oh.
It doesn't. It doesn't square. It doesn't register to me that, like, because did you see that she was in a chicken commercial? Did you see that?
Yeah.
It doesn't register to me that she could be from a place where jaguars rip people off of their roofs into derelict buildings, but they also have cameras. They can put her in a but they also can put people in commercials for chicken restaurants. Like that doesn't that I guess that's kind of like honest I guess it's not that dissimilar to like Osama bin Laden in his cave jerking off to Naruto. You know,
our cartel members loving Dragon Ball Z, you know.
But that's just because they're Mexican. That's not necessarily.
I think that shit's so funny. Yeah, cartel members about to kill you, like with Goku, like this, and you see real conflict in him. Like there's like real like Goku wouldn't like this. I should train and get stronger. I shouldn't rob people. And he drops the gun. He's like, get out of here, man.
It is crazy how many villains, how many villainous people will be like, yeah, I love that story about that hero.
It's like, what? You're watching Naruto? Yeah, you're having people blow themselves up? Are you serious?
Imagine being Hitler playing Wolfenstein, you know, and being like, this is a really good game with a compelling message.
The idea of Hitler playing Baldur's Gate 3 and feeling like really sad at the end.
Yeah.
It's like poor Karlach and Will. They got such an unfortunate end.
Poor Karlach and Will.
They really didn't deserve what they went through. Gosh darn it. And it's like.
And then he turns around and fucking Hitler. He throws a grenade into a fucking 2x2 room full with 7 people. It's like, man. He doesn't care at all.
He doesn't throw it in directly. He bounces it. He throws it at the door frame, so it hits the door frame and shoots into the room deeper.
Yo, he does trick shots. Hitler doing trick shots in the fucking. That is wild,
dude. That shit is glorious.
He goes, watch this. He dribbles the gas canister and throws it into the fucking the camp. Like right in the slot where it's like
where it's supposed to be.
You played Control, right? You played Control. Yes. You know how like Jesse would throw like the cubes into the
perfect
fucking door
places and it slides in.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, Hitler's so cool. Everybody's like, Hitler's so fucking rad. Did you see that?
If Hitler had bullseye abilities, but just didn't understand that he had a talent, like. He had bullseye ability. Like, he could throw... He was, like, a perfect dartsman. He could do fucking anything. He could, like... Oh, yeah, I can throw a rock at a bird 2 miles in the air and hit it reliably. Like, every time I can do it. And he just doesn't understand that that's an amazing skill. Like, so he just casually displays it sometimes. He's just like, yeah, I'm busy doing my Holocaust. But, like... And he's just like... just gets a perfect game in darts every time. And he's like, have you thought about just doing this instead?
He's like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? I don't
understand. What are you talking about? It's like, look,
my whole family
look,
can
Adolf.
Do this.
What do you mean whole family can do this? Yeah, we're all pretty good at darts.
Yeah.
Listen, Adolf.
Yeah, we're all pretty good at darts. Okay? What do you mean pretty good? What do you mean pretty? That's not pretty good. That's perfect. That's a perfect game every time.
Adolf, you rolled the perfect game 6 times at bowling. Straight. Like, yeah. I thought 300 was like the average. Like, no, dude.
I thought the whole thing was that you're supposed to do it fast. I thought like whoever finished bowling first wins. Because like, 300 is like a given.
No, Adolf, you're special. The idea of Adolf Hitler being like a fucking being like extremely talented at something but he never knew because he had to go to war, so they took him away. Like, he's actually really good at basketball. Like, there's like he plays basketball good, like a modern human plays basketball.
That would like, really suck. That would really suck. Like, that's getting into the grander theory of just like. Man, how many possible realities are there? Because there's probably a reality where, like, I'm probably... How do you feel about this? Do you think that you are... Like, the thing that you are the best at is the thing that you have the capacity to be the best at?
No, I could have been better. I could have. You know what's crazy? I think I would have been really good. I think if I would have stayed on piano, I could have been very good on it. I think that would have been something, like, if I would have actually, like, had the discipline and was taught by someone different. I think the worst thing ever is being taught by your parents that are good at instruments. My grandma was very good at organ and piano, and she taught me, and she was a terrible teacher. And I really think I suffered because of that, because she just couldn't teach me well.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because I know what you mean.
So, like, I think if I would have stayed on piano, I would have been pretty good by now.
I think, unironically, sometimes, I think if I cared to do it, I would be really good at acting. Like, I genuinely I think I could crush that shit.
Yeah.
I think I could really do it, but, like, at the same, I'd have no interest or desire or care to.
It's too late now but for like you to start caring about it. You know, it's, like, way too late for you to start caring about it now. Unless you start, after everything
also,
you start acting.
Also, I have ruined my reputation irrevocably. Like, there is no way I'm going to be casted in anything. But, I think I could.
No one's going to cast Chris Raygun now. It's like, ugh.
No. But I always thought I would watch
things
movies.
Things you've indirectly shat on?
Oh, yeah. Like, I've probably, like, shat on every single director and every single actor. Like, it's not serious, but they don't know that. You know, like, it doesn't matter to them.
They can't comprehend that you were genuinely joking. The idea of you trying to go get a movie role, and they're like, get the fuck out. You're like, what? What happened? I didn't even get a chance to fucking speak.
Guys, I'm better than I should be for my lack of practice, I promise you. Like, I can
crush
this.
You're just wondering why you can't get a break. You're like, just wondering, what's going on? Why are they all so mad at me? Did I do
Chris, you tweeted the N-word 46 times in 2017. You can't
47
be.
47 times.
No, there's no way it's 47 times. I definitely tweeted. I used to tweet the soft A a lot in like before 2015, I think.
I really want to start
tweeting
the hard R.
Just because, dude, on Twitter, it's so funny. It's just, it is a hindrance to comedy for somebody not to be able to say the soft A in text, at the very least. Because N-word soft A what is perfect. It is a perfect response to literally anything. Imagine, let's say, I will tweet it. If you and Lily get pregnant and announce it, I will reply with that.
I'm not announcing that shit on Twitter.
Why would you not? It's gonna be. Why not?
Because that's something I'm gonna have you guys all over for like dinner one day and be like, hey, we're like having a baby or something, and you're gonna be like, oh, it's crazy.
What if I punch Lily in the stomach right then?
I would. it would just be a state of shock because all of our friends would be
and
like,
it's like,
what?
And it's like a
bad
real
blow.
Like.
It's a body blow.
I clearly trained for like over half a year learning how to punch specifically, and I've done damage to you.
No,
like, it's not even just that the baby is gone. It's like you might have to like you might not digest the same a little bit for a couple months.
It's the kind of punch where you were practicing to punch a pregnant woman in the stomach and kill their child. Punch.
Right.
like afterwards, after everything's settled up, like you go to jail for like whatever the fucking shit you did. We go to your house and we look through your fucking YouTube history on your fucking TV, and it's just videos of someone learning
how to punch
for
pregnant women.
Months.
It's like those WikiHow articles with like the stupid drawings. It's like how to punch a pregnant woman. You ever see that episode of what is it? Regular Show where they learn Death Kwon Do or whatever.
Yes.
And it's just like, oh, like this is the page. It's like the pregnant woman death punch. This is another reason why I think the fact that I've said any of the things I just said in the last 3 minutes. Another reason why I'm not getting casted anywhere. If I ever have that.
I mean,
option.
Yeah, dude. If I stop conjugating, I'd finally become a nurse. It's gonna be a really weird time.
You at least have like a different name kind of associated. Like you're
Tom Sweeney, right?
There's plausible deniability. It's just like, I'm not Tom Sweeney. Look at my ID. The fuck? Look at my birth certificate. I'm not Tom Sweeney. You insane?
I'm Kingston.
This is AI.
About?
That's gonna be my excuse for the rest of that. It's like, hey, dude, that's AI. Get the fuck out. Like, who's to stop me really from doing that? If somebody really doesn't know the history, like, I could just be like, no, it's not me.
That's AI, man.
That's completely AI. Let me play the role of this fucking character, please. I can do it. I can cry on cue. I can. I learned that. By accident.
I can stutter up the wall backwards. I can do it. I can fucking do it. Look.
It's not even really crying on cue so much as
it is. You don't need VFX. I can do it.
You don't need VFX. I can fade out. You'll never have to spend money fading me out of a scene again. Because I can fade out.
I can cut scenes. I can cut to a different scene. Look, and they're in the all of a sudden they're at like a fucking like they're at Stonehenge. I can do that.
Yo,
I can do
that.
So
let's say you're the guy hiring, right? Let's say you're the guy hiring. You just got transported from your office in Warner Brothers to Stonehenge by this guy who smash cut you into Stonehenge. At that point, you
have
hire
to give him the
right?
job. We have to give him
Not
the job to get back home.
Exactly. Just self-preservation-wise, like, you have the job, sir. Let's go back to the office so we can draft this paperwork. And then you write a bunch of scribbles and bullshit. It's like, actually, the computers are down. Come, go home, and we'll send you it. I'll just email it to you. It'll be better that way.
Again? I'll be there directly.
And then... Yeah. And then you go, and then he goes home, and then you call. It's like, you do not have the job. That was so scary. We're calling the police and the government.
You don't do that.
Because
if he can cut, you have no clue. Chris, think of every single cut you've ever seen ever. If he has the ability to do that, period, he can kill. He can make you dead. He can just cut to the point where you're dead in your life. You know,
like, how many? That would be an interesting, like, that's one of those unknowable facts that, like, I feel like I would ask God about. Like, if I could die and ask for stats, I would want to know something like that dumb. Like, how many cuts did I see? And then it's like 17 billion. And it's like, that's way more than I thought. That's crazy.
Nah.
How many gallons of piss did I piss? How many pounds of cum?
He gives you a solid 75 pounds of cum you came here. You're like, what? That's a lot of cum. I thought it was way more than that, man.
Dang.
I would ask God, like, how hard can you really hit someone? Like, how? Like, if you wanted to hit somebody, God, how hard could you hit them?
Oh, man. He'd be like,
probably as hard as possible. He's like, nah,
he would send
though?
Me to hell. He would send me to hell for asking too many questions, I think. Because I would get so greedy with that amount of, like, untapped permanent knowledge. Like, I would never stop. I would always be like, how many, like, how many white people died? You know what I mean?
How many white people died today?
How many dogs are pedophiles? You know what I mean? Like, I would ask, like, the most insane fucking
You'd
questions.
You'd be asking the stupidest question, but you'd be getting numbers. You'd be getting actual numbers, though.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be, like,
that's
zero.
What I'm saying.
Like, how many dogs are pedophile? Like, 18. It's like, what?
That low? So it's like, it happens, but, like, it's, like, that low? That's so strange. How many? Oh, wow.
No,
how many women
deserve that color.
How many women are rapists? And it'd be like, man, I gotta tell you, 4 billion. I'm like, Christ.
There's that many women in general? Yeah.
That's crazy.
What?
And I'd be like, that's just humans, right?
Because you don't deserve that kind of power. If
I know.
If you got to ask questions, you would keep asking questions. You wouldn't stop.
I'm just inherently, like, I am permanently curious. Like, there is no amount of knowledge that is enough for me, I think.
For me,
I will never be satiated.
I would ask questions, but the thing is that I know that if I keep asking questions, I'll never stop asking questions. And I'll turn it to a series of I'll never live. I'll just keep asking questions.
But I've already lived. I'm dead and I'm asking the questions. You know what I mean?
I'll be like, listen.
So, like, as far as I'm concerned, like this is the payoff for all this. It's like, all right, I get to know everything that I've ever wanted to know that I couldn't know in life. You know, let me know. Like, how many dogs are pedophiles?
I'm like, listen, Sky Jew, I'm going to get out of here now, okay? I'll see you later. Listen, Sky Papa Jew, have a good rest of your day. And I would just leave.
I would be like, is there a, like, what's the cure for cancer? And, like, is it something simple that we just didn't think of? You know what I mean? It's just like, you know what? Honestly, 2 parts apple juice, 1 part chamomile.
I would be like, say the N-word,
damn.
God.
He'll do it.
No, I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. And that's it, and I'll leave. I'm like, all right, later, dude. I'm going to go burn in damnation for the rest of my life. Or am I going to go to purgatory with babies? I'll be able to kick all the purgatory babies all day long.
But then they'll just call you that without you asking over there. That's all hell would be. It's just people shouting it at you without you asking.
But no, they have the ones that shout and it hurts. You know, like the bombastic curses?
Like a fucking
some guy yells at me and I get struck by lightning.
Just like a Skyrim shout. That is crazy.
All right, there you go. Man, we waited to get these hot women for literally no time at all.
Oh yeah, right. We didn't do that. Whatever. Fucking, we keep doing this specifically with lists like this. We talked about FUSA.
I don't like objectifying women. I think that's just my nature.
I don't like, I don't like doing it with other people.
I don't like objectifying women. I don't think it's respectful.
I do it in my mind for sure, for certain people. If a hot person, even somebody that I know and respect a lot, like there's absolutely points in the day where like there's a woman that I'm attracted to or that I'm friends with or whatever, like, or that I know kind of. Right. And I'm just like, yeah, I like this person a lot. But there's at least 3 seconds in that day where I'm just like, I'm just appreciating this for what it is, like visually. And I snap out of it pretty quick, but it's there. It's there for sure.
I don't think I really do that anymore, man.
You don't do it for 3 seconds.
You know what's crazy for me? Something very true. People think I'm lying. Once I become friends with a woman, they instantly become hideous to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would prefer that.
Once me and women become good friends, like to the point that like we're willing to like share each other's like, oh, I'm going to, I'm willing to talk to you because I care about you enough. You are no longer a woman. You're a being.
See, for me, it's I think the opposite in the sense that like I'm not attracted to people that I don't have a connection to. So like even like hot people in like even so I'll put it this way: Sydney Sweeney is objectively attractive, but I don't care. Like I don't register that as like an attractive person because I haven't spoken to her. I don't know her at all. Like she might as well be a fucking drawing, quite frankly. Like as far as like her impact on my life, I can't be attracted to her because she's not real. But like if someone's like in my life and they're real, it's like
Jane said shit to me when we were younger. Like, oh, they're not real. You know, like an attractive woman like on the screen is not real. And it's true. It's true. They're not. Yeah. They're just like things out there.
Yeah, it's just so weird and stupid. Yeah, and I understand like it's not logic. I understand logically this isn't true. Obviously, they're real human beings. But like as far as what I would need to be genuinely attracted to somebody, like I don't, like that isn't there with a person that I've never interacted with.
Nah, man, women in general are not weird to me, dude. Like literally, once I like hug you, I'm like, once I say bud, once I hug you and I say, hey bud,
you do that to your girlfriend,
huh? That's my girlfriend. That's my partner. It's a different thing.
Yeah, but you said bud. You'd call her bud.
I call Lily friend more often than I call her bud.
You say bud a lot.
I say bud to a lot of people. Once I say bud to you, your genitals disappear. That's it. Once I say bud to you, for me, visually, your genitals disappear. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. This is a person. This is a guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. I guess.
Tune in next week to Lego my fucking Eggos.
Derek will be back, hopefully unmolested and unravaged. Hopefully they'll put all of his blood back in his body where it's supposed to be, not in the wrong place like last time. You should have seen it last time. It was crazy. They put all of his blood in his...
off of him, bro.
They put all of his blood in his balls by accident. and it was crazy. Can you imagine all of the blood in your body in your balls?
He's just bulging and he's in so much.
That's fucking heinous. The word
abuse
is trending.
Rotund and in pain, and you're just begging for mercy. Please get some of the blood out my balls. Please, quick, come here. Drain my balls
drain
a little
bit. Drain the blood from my balls is a crazy sentence.
All right, we're leaving now. Bye.
All right, get the fuck out of here. We'll see you next time. Derek will be back next time, I promise.